left off last week, the beginning of the fourth perek, Maseches Chulin, on Daf Samaches Omed Beis. Rabbi Gold has yahrzeit tonight with his father, Rabbi Moshe Shimon, B'Rab Moshe Shimon, and one of the members of the shul has yahrzeit for their father, Shalom Tzvi Ben Chaim Meir. So we dedicate the learning of Zech and Nishmasim.
Also,
okay. So the again, just to review, this parak is all about Ben Pekua, and it became very significant halacha l'maisa. Now, this fellow in Australia is selling Ben Pekua flesh, so we have to know the dinim, whether he's doing the right thing or he's just making a mistake. So Ben Pekua means you shecht an animal, and after the animal is geshach, and then the uber was inside the rechamim. So that's learned that from a pasuk. We didn't get to the pasuk yet. That we're going to try to cover that tonight. What's the mocker for this? Din behema bebehema. Rashi and Chumash quotes. So it's a behema shetachelo ba behema. So it says a behema inside another behema. That's the ben pekur. There's a machlekes in the Mishnah. If the shechita on the mother is only mata the uber if the uber is dead, or if the uber is a ben ches. Ben Ches is like Kol HaChadoshim, so it's considered an Eifel. So also, even if it's alive, it's not going to live too long. It's considered dead. Let's say a human baby is premature. So if it's, what does it mean premature? It means before Kol HaChadoshim. What's the definition of Kol HaChadoshim? What is called Kol HaChadoshim? So that's Machlokes in the Gemara, where they need a full 9 months of 30 days each. You are led this. The days of the Gemara, they assume there are two types of pregnancy. There's a 7 month pregnancy and a 9 month pregnancy. So we said in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ritva, that the Ritva says no one knows what this is supposed to correspond to. They never heard of a 7 month pregnancy. As I state in the 7 month pregnancy and 9 month pregnancy. If a baby is born in the 8th month, you don't know, is it a post mature 7 month pregnancy? Post mature? So that's Givaldic. So, or is it a premature 9 month pregnancy? So, well, how can you tell? The Gemara says, you see, when the baby comes out, does it have all the fingernails? Does it have the hair already? Or is it half-baked? Is half raw? So the baby...
The Unity in the Bible talks about a 14-month pregnancy.
Okay.
It's a documented 14-month pregnancy.
Okay. The Gemara talks about 12 months. 12-month pregnancy. That such a thing is possible. 14-month. That's a state nation in Gemara. That's a Miri. Okay. The Gemara talks about 12-month pregnancy. Yeah. So the... So the Gemara says, if it looked like the baby is loikol alachadosh, it's 7 month, it's an 8 month pregnancy, it's supposed to be a 9 month. So it's a premature 9 month. So the Gemara says, when the baby is born, it has the status of an Eifel until he reaches the age of 20. I think we spoke about it last week. Until he reaches the age of 20. He's considered an Eifel, not a Sokhan. So about an Eifel? Until he reaches the age of 20, then you know that he's alive. So here by the behem is also the same thing. If it's a ben ches, we're talking about behema gasa where the pregnancy is 9 months. Behema daka, the pregnancy is 5 months. So if you have a behema gasa where the pregnancy is 9 months, so if it's a ben ches, even if it's alive, we assume that it has the status of an eifel. Or if you know that it is kol alechadoshov, but it comes out dead. So it's the uber is not alive. So that they all agree. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, they all agree the shechita of the mother is mater the uber. The machlokes to Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda is, and we paskin lahakal on this. We paskin like Rav Yehuda against Rav Meir. What if it's a ben tes chai? There's a fully developed uber inside the mother. You shech the mother, so the shechita on the mother is chal on the uber, and then the uber comes out later on, jumping around, running around, leading a normal life. So we paskin lahalacha that even in such a case also, the shechita on the mother is chal on the uber. Not only if it would be an eifel, shaloi kol al chadoshav, or Yotzav Lad Bentes Meis, there for sure the shechit on the mother is chal on the uber. But what if the uber comes out alive? So we pass on like Reb Yudin in such a case that the shechit on the mother is still mata the vlad.
You don't have to take it down uber if it's a bentes, huh?
The Rambam writes a funny lotion. The Gemara has a machlokes by the uber yerechim uber lav yerechim. When you have both by behemah and by adam, if you have a pregnant cow, you have a pregnant woman, is it considered one body? Is it considered two bodies? So it's a machlokes, and the shaila how we paskin la halacha, the shaila the Rambam and the Rabbi in Hilchos Avodim, the paskin in 2 days in Tosis, the Ri and the Rabbi in the Tam, where they paskin ubi yarechima or belav yarechima. So in our Torah you can shoot it, and with the Rabbanon, if hifris agabi karka, if it's running after the mother gushoch and then the uber comes out, or you take it out, and is jumping around, walking around like a regular animal, so mishum marisayin, you have to do the shechita. So then the Gemara is going to say, but we don't have to worry about hilchas treifas, since it's nita b'shechita simo, so there's no dinim of treifas. So that's what this fellow. Min haTorah there's no eiv menachai because it's a very geshachten, and with the rabbanon you have the iser eiv menachai because you need shechita. Yeah, with mishum marisayin, mishum marisayin. But the shalos are different kinds of marisayin. Take for example, it says in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, you have to be modeling Nerachanik al Pesach Pesach Mibachutz. What if a person has a house that has a Pesach on two different sides of the street, on that street and on this street? So the people who walk over here won't see a menorah. He lit the menorah on the other side. People, there may be a marisayin. People will think that he didn't bench Chanukah licht. So the Gemara says Mishum marisayin, he has to light the menorah on both sides. So the shaila is, when he lights the first menorah al Pesach Habayis, is Zachta Bracha. When he lights the second menorah, he also says a bracha. So if he didn't talk in between, let's say a person has a house and he needs 20 mezuzahs, and he says one bracha, l'kvar mezuzah, and he puts up all the 20 bezeh hazeh, so one bracha covers all the mezuzahs, that if he's not mafzik in between. So if the person lights the one menorah, then he lights the other menorah, but he doesn't say a bracha. But let's say he was mafzik in between, he lights one menorah, he'd never heard of this din. And somebody tells him, no, you got to light another menorah. He argues it out till he calls up the rabbi, then he lights the second menorah. Does he have to say a bracha or not? So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ran, you don't say a bracha. When you do a hadlokas ha-menorah, when you do a mitzvah only mishum arisayin, you're doing the mitzvah in order not to violate an averi. You're not really doing a mitzvah. You're not performing a mitzvah. Marisayin is an averi. You're not allowed to cause people to think poorly about yourself. Just like you're not allowed to say lashon hara about someone else, not allowed to ruin my own reputation. I am not the balabos on my own reputation. I have no right to destroy my own reputation. So let's say a person shaved with an electric shaver. Zok tabracha shekadoshanu b'nisosetzvanu shelo legalech betar, or he eats kosher food. So he says mezainu. So he says shahakol. He says a bracha shekadoshanu shelo lechem acholos asuris. You don't say a bracha on avoiding violation of an aver. You only say a bracha when you perform a mitzvah. So that's what the Ramah quotes in Hilchos Chanukah. You're not allowed to say Lashon Hara against yourself. You're not allowed to ruin your own reputation. That's an Aveira. So when he lights the second menorah, he's lighting it, he's not fulfilling a mitzvah, he's avoiding violating the Aveira. He's not allowed to do something to tarnish his own reputation. So he does not say a bracha. And here it says, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Vlad is nita b'shchita simo, but midrabbanan, the hifris gabi karka, the baim is running around, looks like a normal animal, so midrabbanan, mitam marisayin, you have to shech the ben pekuah. So here they quoted Chubas Rashba that you do say a bracha. So they ask it's astira. The mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch ask it's astira. Here it says Mishum Marisan, you do say a bracha. There it says in Hilchas Chanuk you don't say a bracha. So the answer has to be, the details are questionable. The answer is that sometimes Marisan is the essence of the din. Sometimes Marisan is what motivated the Chachamim to make Takana the Rabban. So here by Ben Pekuah, obviously the Rashba is mistopic about it, and in Shuvin, and he comes to the conclusion that you do say bracha. He holds that mitam arisayin, they made a takana that you need shechita med the rabbanon. You do need shechita med the rabbanon. So you're doing shechita. When you do shechita min haTorah, you say bracha. When you do shechita med rabbanon, you also say a bracha. But over there by the hadlokas Neres Chanukah, there it's not that med the rabbanon, because of the consideration of marisayin, made a takana, you have to light a menorah. No, it's marisayin. In order not to violate the Avera, Marisayin, you better light another menorah. So since it's only Marisayin, so that means avoiding a violation of an Avera. So there, by the Hadlokah Samanoire, you don't say a bracha. So that's still a question. We didn't really explain the klal. We just said there are different kinds of Marisayin. Sometimes Marisayin is what motivated the Chachamim to make a takana of a mitzvah midrabanan, like by the Shechitas Ben Pekuah, midrabanan, you do need Shechitas, so you say a bracha on the Shechitas midrabanan. And there, sometimes Marisayin just is. Avoid marisayin. Don't violate the avera of marisayin. What's the klal? How do you determine when is it? I don't know. That you have to figure out. So that's the shaila. How far do you go with this marisayin? Let's say he'll do shia drasa chalod the hagrama biika the chomish shulcha shchita. Do a shchita, or do a shchita b'shia. So the pashta says that it's not good. This fellow in Australia, the government in Australia wanted to insist because of Tzar Bal Chaim that they should stun all the animals before the shechtim. Governments in Europe, before the Nazis decided to kill all the Jews, so first they start giving a hard time about other things. So they insisted that you have to stun all the animals before you shechtim. So the Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg was then in Berlin in the Hildesheimer Seminary. So before the war, So he wrote a ganze sefer on this. He consulted all the rabbanim in Europe. Chaim Moshe was involved. All the rabbanim were involved. And they all came to the maskana, we don't allow stunning the animals before, because we're not so sure whether maybe the animal died before you did the shechita. You can never tell. The animal won't do any reaction. We learned the sugya misukenis. If you shech the misukenis, the behemoth is holding by gesisa. You shech it quickly before it has a chance to die, so it's a good shechita. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the animal has to shake its leg, it has to show that it's still alive when you finish the whole shechita. Over here, the animal doesn't show anything. The animal is sleeping. It's like under anesthesia. If you study the animal, so it doesn't jump around at all, so you can't tell whether the animal survived that. It's not the same, because by Mesukenis, Behem is holding by Gesisa, so maybe it died a natural death before you finished the Shechita over here. Why should you Mechitesa, why should you think just because he stunned the animal, why should you think that it died before you finished the Shechita? So that was the whole pilpul, and the accepted position was that we don't permit stunning the animal. So this fellow in Australia, guy said, Garissa Pikeach, so he wants to show the government that he's following their suggestion. He says the Jews can shecht animals when they're stunned. He's going to shecht ben pekuas. So he's going to stun the animals before he shechts it. And you don't really, your whole shechita is only needed mishum marisayin. So marisayin, you don't have to worry about stunning the animals. The pashta says that it's not correct. There we say a bracha. When you shech the ben pekuah, the psak is that you do say a bracha. So here you see that the shechita mitam marisayin is not that you got to worry about marisayin. Marisayin is what motivated the Chachamim to make a takana that you need shechita mid the Rabbanah. And the Pashto says, Ashir drasa chalad hagram of yika, would pass all over here. And if you use a second paguma, it would pass all the shechita, because you need a shechita. Just the Shulchan Aruch says, we'll make a lantrefus. The Gemara says, since the whole shechita is only needed mid the Rabbanah, so you don't really have to be boidic for trefus. So that's why the fellow is saving a lot of money. When you rent a slaughterhouse, So the goyim rent the slaughterhouse and the shecht, let's say, 100 behemoths a day. Let's say probably much more. Let's say the shecht 100 behemoths a day. So they don't have to check the knife. They don't have to check after they do the shechit. They don't have to check for hilchus. So shecht one after the other, they'll shecht 100 behemoths a day. By the yidin, you have to check the knife in between one shechit and the other, and then you have to check for treifus. So they can't shecht 100 a day. They shecht 50 a day, half the amount. And you have to pay the same for renting the slaughterhouse. You have to pay the same as the goyim who rented for the same amount of time. So we have to charge twice as much for the flesh, because you have to pass on this expense. You have to pay for the slaughterhouse. So this fellow had this einfall. He's going to shecht only ben pekuas. He's going to have a whole ben pekuah. I'm going to shecht ben pekuas. So you don't have to check for treifus. We'll make a lot all the treifus. Why you make a lot treifus? Because the Gemara is going to quote the Mishnah from later. The gira nosha is only awesome in a certain location in the leg. And the chaylev is only also certain locations in the body. The dam, all the dam in the body is also. So you have to remove all, whenever you shech the behemah, you have to salt all the flesh. All the dam is also. Part of the dam you have kores. Dam shanashama yotzeb, on the dam shabalev, the dam that's collected in the heart, that if you eat that, you have kores. If you eat the dam yivorim, let's say you buy a piece of meat from a kosher butcher shop and you didn't salt it and you just eat the dam the way it is, that's dam from the capillaries, on that there's no kores. Sometimes there is curse, sometimes there's not curse. Sometimes there's not curse. So dam is also wherever it is. It doesn't have to be in a special location. So when you shecht the behemoth who bears the mother, so the mother has a gidon osha in a leg in a certain location. Mother has chelev. What about the chelev inside the rechem, in the uber, that's in the wrong place? The gidon osha of the uber inside the rechem and mother, it's in the wrong location. I treat the uber as if it's uber yarechimoy, as the... So if you have a gid anasha in the belly, or you have a chelev in the rechem, that's the wrong location. So there's no. So according to Reb Yudah, was that the vlad is nita b'shchita sima, even if it's a ben tes chai, so the gid anasha is mut and the chelev is mut. The dam of the ben peku is also, because dam doesn't require any special location. Dam anywhere in the body is going to be also. But the treifus also. All the hilchas treifus, there are dinim treifus in the lungs, and treifus in the legs, and treifus in this part, the specific part of the animal. There's no dinim of treifus inside the rechem. Here the whole uber is inside the rechem. So just like the gidanosha needs a special location, and the chelev is only a special location, a gidanosha and chelev is mutter by the ben pekuev whenever it's nita b'shchita zim, because it's uber yarechimai, so all the treifus are also mutter. It's not the lung of the mother will be treifus. You have another lung inside the rechem, so that's in the wrong location. That doesn't count. So that's what the fellow's marbiach. But he came up with his grois achidush that he's going to stun all the animals and he's going to make it going to make problems for all the Jews now. The government is going to make consider passing a law that all the Jews have to stun all the animals, and not everybody goes along with his Ben Pagua form with his shtick. So that's going to be a problem. They may pass a law. And in Europe, they're always eager to outlaw Shechita. Everyone's eager to outlaw Shechita, they say, because of Tzad Balachayim. So they want to insist everybody should stun the animals before. So many years we've been saying since before the war, since the 1930s. We've been insisting, 1920s, but 1920s they had this. When the Nazis wanted to introduce stunning the animals before Shechita. So we hadn't allowed it at all. Now all the country are going to say, here's a prominent rabbi in Australia. Who says he's prominent? There's Dr. Langer, he's prominent. He said, hang up a shingle. And he said, he's a prominent rabbi. He knows how to learn better than everybody else. No one else knows the secret. He knows the fourth parak in Chul. Nobody else knows the fourth parak in Chul. So that's part of the problem. Okay, so we're learning about Ben Pekur. So the first Mishnah said, if the uber sticks out a limb, and when you shech the mother, the limb is out, so you're not allowed to eat that limb. So that they learned from the pasuk, basa basoda treifa. So let us say, basa treifa lo esachelo. We wouldn't say basa, we would have said, you can't eat treifa. We know what a treifa is. The word basoda gives us another din. Kimish yotza basa chutz l'mechitzasai. So that applies to the eber hayotze by the ben pekua. The mechitzasa is the rechem of the mother. Or if you have kochim, kochim that were taken outside of the Azor, even if you bring it back in. Or if you have kochim kan that were removed from Yerushalayim, even if you brought them back in. So the Gemara had last week, we ran through it briefly at the end of the, when we were learning. So the Gemara says, if you brought bikurim and maishu sheni to Yerushalayim and you took it out, you can't eat it chutz Yerushalayim. No silcha lecha b'sharecha, but you have to bring it back in. That pasuk, lo silcha lecha b'sharecha, there's Malkus. If you eat Bikurim or Maishu Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim, you get Malkus. So the Gemara says in Malkus, we learned it, Gemara says in Malkus, the Malkus only is, if it was brought into Yerushalayim, then you took it out. If you didn't bring it yet to Yerushalayim, and you eat a Chutz Yerushalayim, that's an Iser Esei. V'chalta Hashem Ofner Hashem Alakecha Maishu Degon Chavisir Esei. You should eat Maishu Sheni Bikurim in Yerushalayim. But until you take it to Yerushalayim, it doesn't have the full Kedusha. That's called Havoas Makim. Let's say someone's Magdusha Korban. Someone's Magdusha Korban, Shlamim Korban, or whatever, in New York. So the Behemah has a full Kedusha. You don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim to be Mashlam the Kedusha. You bring it to Yerushalayim to Shecht it in the Azara. You can't Shecht it in America. It'll be Shchut Chutz, it'll be Nisa Koris, it'll be Nisa Achila if you eat it. But you don't need Habas Mokam. Maisen Sheni and Bikurim and what else? And that the Revai need Habas Mokam and Bchor Behemah Torah. These four need Havas Mokam. When you bring it to Yerushalayim, that's Mashlam the Kedusha. So the Gemara says, if you eat Bikurim and Maisa Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim, you don't get Malkus. L'silcha lecha b'sherecha Maisa Degoncha, the lav only applies if you brought it into Yerushalayim, then you took it out. So then the Kedusha Maisa Sheni was completed, so then you get Malkus. And that pasuk has the Mashmoyas, that's what we learned last week. L'silcha lecha b'sherecha i'ata ichloi, but if you bring it back into Yerushalayim, then you may eat it. So you see, you took it into Yerushalayim, took it out, you didn't bring it back in, the mashmos of the pasuk is that you may eat it. So you see that even though it's yotzel chutz l'mechitzasai, you're not allowed to eat it chutz Yerushalayim, but bring it back in, it's okay. So the Gemara says in the Brisa, yochal av zekein, maybe the eva she yotzel chutz l'rechem imoy, or the kochim kalim she yotzel chutz l'Yerushalayim, or the kochim she yotzel chutz l'azor, also like that. So tamalai mano. It's not chayza benita. Once the animal stuck out a limb, even if the animal is going to bring the limb back in and it entered back, it re-entered the mechitzasai, so you're not allowed to eat. So that's how the parak began.
If they,
so the Rambam, yeah. If you find the mother's treifa, so the Gemara says. The Rishonim have that lashon. It can't be that the shechita on the mother is chal on the uber lahate b'achila, and the mother it's only chal to be metar m'dei nevela. If you shecht an animal that's a treifa, shechita is chal b'neger to be metar m'dei nevela, but it's not chal to be mata b'achila. So it cannot be, the Gemara says, the matzina tofel chamem aniker. It can't be you shecht the mother and the mother is a treifa, and the uber is not. It can't be that the shechita is chal on the mother only lahatzoin, only with respect to metar m'dei nevela zayin. And on the uber, it's chalagam. That can't be. So the uber is also bachila. So, but then the Gemara says, Dalet simana machshe berachmana. The shechita on the mother is not chal on the uber, but if you shech, now the uber is born. So shech the uber will be mutter. Let's say that's in that case where the mother was a treifa. So the shechita on the mother was not chal at all on the uber. Benegit heter achila. Shechita was only chal benegit in the time of the nevela. If the uber will die later, it won't have tumas nevelas. Because just like the shechita was chal on the mother, the time of the nevela, mother was a treifa, so the shechita is chal on the uber, the time of the nevela, if and when it's going to die. Now it's still alive, so there's no tumas nevela. Even when it dies, it won't have tumas nevela. But let's say I have a ben pekud that stuck out a limb. So the din is you're not allowed to eat the limb. So later on, I'll shech the ben pekua, and I'll say the shechit on the ben pekua should be mata the limb. Say dalat siman mach sheberach mana. You can either shech either the ben pekua is nita b'shechita sima or nita b'shechita satzma. So that's what Rashi writes. The eber hayotze is usher. That's the whole opening mishnah. It's only usher if you don't shech the vlad. But after the vlad is born, if you're going to give it its own shechita, it's a dalat zeman machshavachmana. You shech the dekana neveshet. You can either shech the dekana neveshet of the mother, that's two simanim, or you shech the dekana neveshet of the uber. So that's what the Gemara calls dalat zeman machshavachmana. You can either shech the two simanim of the mother to be mata the uber, or the two simanim of the uber to be mata the uber. And Tosis' opinion is accepted in the Shulchan Aruch, not like Rashi. No. The only time you can shech the uber and it'll be mutter is if the mother was a treifo, so the shechita was not chal at all on the uber lahater bachila. The shechita, so the vlad never had a shechita lahater. Vlad had a shechita lagabi the time of the nevela, because the shechita on the mother was chal. The mother was a treifo. Shechita was chal on the mother the time of the nevela, so it's chal on the uber also. But the shechita was not chal on the uber at all lagabi achilus. And then I say shech the uber, it'll be nita b'shechita satz. But if the whole uber is nishchat, just the eber hayotze, then when I shech the animal, the shechita is not chal. It is already nishchat. The vlad is already nishchat. Just the eber is stuck. So the eber is going to remain also. That's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. That gemara, dalet seimane machshe berachmani, can either shech the mother to be mata the uber, or you shech the uber itself. That only works if the mother was a treifa. But if the mother was not a treifa, the shechita was chal on the mother, even lahatabachil. The shechita was chal on the uber, most of the uber lahatabachil. It just wasn't chal on the limb. And the Eber HaYotze said that limb is going to remain osir, even if you're going to shech the uber when it's born. Because the shechita is not chal on a ben pekud. It's not nitfas in shechita. So the Rambam writes a funny loshim, when he quotes the dinim at ben pekud, he starts off, muta lishchedes hamu beres uber yerachimoy. What do you mean, muta lishchedes hamu beres? Whoever... That was not a debate. The Machlok Zav Meir Abiyud is when you shech the Meuberes and there's a Ben Pekua Chai, Ben Tes Chai inside, is a Shechita Chal on the live Uber to be Matirat Bachila. So that's a Machlok Zav Meir Abiyud. No one ever said, Oso Lishchad is Al Meuberes. So the Loshan Ramam is funny. So years ago, there used to be Professor Simcha Asaf. He did a lot of work, he did research, he published a lot about the Karoim. So he published the whole volume HaRambam HaKaroim. There are a lot of lines in the Rambam. The Rambam lived in Egypt with the Karoim. He had to put up with the Karoim. He had machloikism with them. So he writes that this line was in disagreement with the Karoites. The Karoim said, there's a din of Osev Ezbenoi, Lashish Chatu B'yayim Echot. So we assume Osev Ezbenoi means Ashech, the mother and the Vlad. Separately, you have to keep track which behemoths are Mechutanim over here, who's related. Not Ashech, the mother and the Vlad on the same day. You have to wait. You can shech one before the shkia, one after the tzeis kacham. It's on two different days, but you can't shech the mother and the vlad on the same day. So the karoim understood. Osv is ben alos hishchatu goes. If you shech the behemu muberes, you're in violation of osv is ben alos. So the Rambam writes it's not correct. Mutar lishchadas hamuberes against the karaites because uba yerachim. It's considered as if you're shechting one animal. So it really depends on the machloikas. There's a machloikas by the Ubi Yerachim, a machloikas Atanaim, and a machloikas the Ramam and the Ravid, where they have machloikas the Ri and the Rabbi Natam, and Tosis in Bava Kama, where the Ubi Yerachim, Tosis in Sanhedrin, but Ubi Yerachim, Ubi Lav Yerachim. No. The Ramam is a Melitza, it means Benegir, the Hilcha Shechita, Benegir, the Ben Pekua, the Din is Ubi Yerachim. But it doesn't depend on the machloikas. It's not totally in the machloikas. The general machlekes b'udubi ubi yarachima has no application over here. Here's the psukim that the ben pekua is nita b'shchita sima, and there's no din of we paskin. Whenever it's nita b'shchita sima, the chelev and the gidanoshe and the treifas, everything is mutter because it's in the wrong makom. Just the dam is us because dam doesn't require any makom. So even dam in the rechem is also us. But the other way around, the chelev in the rechem is mutter. Only chelev in certain locations is us. Gidanoshe is only also on the leg. Here it's not on the leg. Here it's inside the rechem. That's why it's mutter. So last couple of weeks, we've been learning the first discussion. So the Gemara presented, it's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. They all learned together by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Then Rabbi Shmuel decided they have to go back. They came originally from Babel. They have to go back to Babel to service the Jewish community in Babel. There were so many Jews in Babel. So they were living in Eretz Yisrael. They would have preferred to live in Eretz Yisrael. But you need Rabbanim. So each one came to a different city in Babel. They established big yeshivas. And the Gemara says, after Rabbi Shmuel came to Babel, learning picked up and religious observance picked up and everything was much better than before. Rabbi Yochanan was born and bred in Eretz, so he never went to Babel. He stayed there. The Gemara, so every so often the Gemara will quote, the Babli will quote something in the name Rabbi Yochanan. We're never too sure whether they quoted it correctly because they were relying on what Talmidim said over. So sometimes Talmidim said it over incorrectly. So the Gemara first presents it in Machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel both hold that limb that the Ben Pekur sticks out from the mother's rechemimo, even if the Uber pulls the limb back inside the rechem of the mother before you shech the mother, that limb is going to remain also the only one. That's how we pass it. But the Mishnah says about the difference between hechzira lo hechzira. So what's the difference? Same thing. So we learned more or less we know the makam chatach. What about an extra half an inch? So if the half an inch that's on the border about to go out, if it's Aymed Latzeis and Yeshech the mother when the Aver is still sticking out, so not only the Chelik Shayotze Chutz L'Rechemimah is Aser, even the Mokum Chatach, the half an inch that's on the border, is Aymed Latzeis, so it's also Aser. But if the Uber pulled the limb back in before Yeshech the mother, so at the time Yeshech the mother, that half inch was not Aymed Latzeis, it was all the way back in. Most part of the limb was back in again, so the Aymed Latzeis was a half an inch of the part of the Eva, that's anyway also, that was Yotzei from before. So the Mokum Chatach will be Mutter. That's the whole difference. Hechzira lo hechzira. Tav kemina machap on half an inch on the Mokum Chatach. Then they quoted Rabbi Yochanan as Ula quotes in the name Rabbi Yochanan. Ula came to Babel. We're not sure whether he said correctly or not. So they quote Ula says name Rabbi Yochanan, the whole limb is Mutter. If the Uber stuck out a limb and then it pulls the limb back inside the Rechmaim before you shech the mother, so the whole limb will be Chayzer Lehetero. Because at the time you shech the mother, it's not yotzu chutz l'mchitzos. So the Gemara says, there's a tiyufta de ula. I think we went through that last week. Well quoted the Brisa. Brisa said that by bikurim and maisha sheni, if you brought it to Yerushalayim, then you take it out. That's when the pasuk says, lo silcha lechem v'sharechem. The lav is only if you brought it in and you took it out. If you didn't bring it into Yerushalayim yet, there's only an iser esei. There's not an iser lav. They wouldn't get malka. So the pasuk, lo silcha lechem v'sharechem goes, it was brought in Yerushalayim, then it was taken out. And the mashmos of the pasuk is, b'sharecha you can't eat it, but if you take it back into Yerushalayim, you may eat it. So yochal abzekei, maybe the basar shiotzo chutzlum chitzosa, the aver of the ben pekua, they also learned that from the word basode, chutzlum chitzosa. Maybe if the uber will bring that limb back into the rechamimoy before you shech the mother, then the aver should be muta tamalaymer, that it's not so. Trefa. So the Gemara said, "Befeirishet Brisa that says against Ula." Gemara said, "Tiufta the Ula." Ula claims that Rabbi Yochanan said that the Eva that was stuck out, that the Uber pulls it back in before the Shechita Sima is Mutter. So that maybe Rabbi Yochanan said it, but it's wrong. We don't paskin like that. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan never said it. Maybe Ula misunderstood it, or maybe Rabbi Yochanan did say, but there's a Brisa against it, so we cross it out. So then the Gemara is going to continue. That's one version of the Machloikas. Then the Gemara has about 10 lines from the bottom. The line begins with the word mutorim. With the word mutorim, maybe a little over 10 lines. So the Gemara says, "B'maravu masnei hachi." In Eretz Yisrael, they also had a tradition. This was the tradition in Bavel, that there's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Shmuel. In Eretz Yisrael, they also said there was a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, but they worded it totally differently, so there's no more teyufta against Rabbi Yochanan. B'maravu in Eretz Yisrael is to the west of Bavel. So the Marava in the west and Eretz Masna Hachi, the version was different. Different version of Machlekes. Rabba Ma Yesh Leda Levar Ma Echon Ama Ein Leda Levar. Machlekes, if the Uber stretches out a limb, do you say that we say if the Uber was Hotzi Rosho or Rosho or Rosho or Rubo, if the Behem is coming out backwards, instead, normally the Rosh comes out first. So Yotze Rosho up to here, so that's called Leda because from there on it's going to be smooth sailing. Then it's called Leda. If it turns out it's not smooth sailing, then we mentioned Rabbi Kevega quotes on Mishnayis Aholos in the commentary on the Mishnayis. He quotes Achranim and say that you don't say Hotzi Rosh is considered Kiyola. Only if in a normal birth, then after Hotzi Rosh, the rest of the Leda goes without complication, it goes smooth sailing, so then it says it's a Gloy Milson Mafreya from the time that it's Yotze Rosh, it's Yolet. But if not, then you need Ruba. Ruba is Yalud. So now the Gemara says in Eretz they had a machlekes. What if Rov Aver, the Uber sticks out Rov of the Aver? Let's say a leg. So it sticks out. An Aver is like this. This is one Aver. On each finger I have three Aver. One, two, three. You have Basa Gidin Vatzama. So this is one Aver from here to here is one bone. So this is one Aver. But over here in the pinky I have three Aver. One, two, three. Four, five, six. On the thumb I think there are only two. But every time you have a bone with Gidin, and you have basar, so basar gidin matzamas, that's considered an aver. So the Gemara says, let's say an uber is inside the rechemimo and it sticks out 60% of a limb. So the part of the limb that's sticking out, you're not allowed to eat. Kemish yatsa basar chutzum chitzosai. So Rav said, not only the part that's sticking out, since rov of the aver was yatsa, if rov of the whole vlad was yatsa, so yatsa rubai is leda. So if Rav of a limb was Yatsa, so even the Chelek HaMiut that's inside the Rechem HaEim is also considered Leda. There's Leda on an Aver, and there's Leda on the whole animal. So that's what the Gemara says. And Rabbi Yechana disagreed, but Rabbi Yechana never said the Chelek SheYatsa and the animal pulls it back in is Chozel HaTero. No, that's against the Braisa. He didn't say that. He said a different word. There's only Leda on the whole Bal Chai. If Yatsa Rubav, the entire Uber, then the whole uber is considered kiyolud. But if yotza ruba of a limb, you don't have to lay down the limb, and even the chelek amir that's inside is also considered kiyolud yotza lachut. So that was the version that they had in Eretz Yisrael. But Marave in Eretz Yisrael Masnahachi, their version was different as follows. Rav Amar, yesh leida leivorim. Not only is there leida of yotza ruba of the whole fetus, yotza ruba of the whole organism, the whole thing is yolud, even there's laid down an aver. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Ain't laid the levam. It's only laid down the whole uber. It's not laid down. My benai. What's the difference? Halach lemaisa. Yikimrah lemaisa miut aver shebifnim. A rave of an aver was yotza. Do you ask for even the miut shebifnim? Because I say it's kiyola dami. So Rav came up with the chiddush yesh laid levam. Rabbi Yechanan disagreed on that. Shai. So now the Gemara has iboy lehoops. Interesting, funny, humorous, entertaining shilas here. Iboy lohu, what's the din? Lidivri ha'ima ein leida la'ivarim. If you say, there's only leida on the whole organism. There's no din of leida on one aver. So if yotzu roifa aver, the chelek amir shebifnim is not called kiyol. So if one should assume like that, ein leida la'ivarim, what would you say? If hotzi huber is yodai the hechazira, the uber stuck out a leg, then it pulls it back in. Sticks out the other leg, then pulls it back in. Then it sticks out a back leg. There are four legs. Sticks out a third leg, pulls it back in. Sticks out a fourth leg, pulls it back in. But it stuck out some. It didn't. It wasn't yet Hotzi Rosho. Hotzi Rosho, that's Yolud. Mm-hmm. Lo Hotzi Rosho. So Hotzi Rubo. But it wasn't Rubo Bevasachas. One limb, then it pulls it back out. Mm-hmm. Pulls it back in. So if the din would have been Rashi's, if the din would have been Yesh Le Delevarim, it's considered, that Aver is considered Ki Yolud. So even though I pulled it back in, so what? It's yolud already. So that limb was yolud, the second leg is yolud, the third leg is yolud, the fourth leg is yolud, and then the spine is yolud. So it's all going to add up. You're going to have rubai. But the Gemara Shaila was, if you hold ein de leid de levor, it's not called, there's no chaloshem laid on there. But true, whatever it stuck out, even if it pulls it back in, is going to be osur, because the pasuk uses the word basar, the kimet shatza basar chutz l'mchitzasa nesar, and it's compared to treifa. Treifa ain't a chazeres l'achshero. So the same over here, the eva that was yotza l'chutz is compared to a treifa, so it won't be muta b'achila. But if you ain't that leg, the eva, so you don't say that limb was yolud, and the second leg was yolud, and the third leg is yolud. So the harashayla, chotzias yada v'hechazira, pulls it back in, v'chotzias yada v'hashniya, the second arm is stuck out, v'chzira. And then it sticks out the third leg, v'chzira. The fourth leg, v'chzira. Atche eshlim ol ruba, what's the din? So Rashi says, if you would have held, yesh le de leivarim, so have so many limbs, v'yolud, so rubo of the uber is yolud. But we're going with the shita, ain't le de leivarim. Le de is only in the whole organism. So that was the Gemara Shaila Mahu. Mi aminon, should I say hanafek le ruba? Everything adds up to it's 51% of the Evarim. So it's called the Leidoi Dilma. Kiven the Hodar, Hodar, since the animal pulled it back in before it stuck out the other limb, maybe need ruba bevasachas. So that's the Gemara Shaila, one Shaila. Then the Gemara says, Vaita, Vaita Rashaila. Vim timtzi loimar, how do we paskin? Yeah, how do we paskin? Do we paskin? Here it seems that we pass. Ain't laid the lever. I'm talking. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Ein leid levam. So the shayla is nagel lahalacha. If you hold ein leid levam, what's the din? So that was the suffix. Then the Gemara says, "Vimtim tzilai meni." If one should assume, there's no leid levam. Kevin a hadar, hadar. Since it pulled it back in, so the leg that came out the first time and it pulled it back in, it's not mitzdarfim altogether because it's not bevasachas leida. You need yotze ruba bevasachas. Here it's not bezechas there, and there's no leid levam. So if one should assume kevin or hada hada, that's how we assume, like the intim tzilem. What's it then in the following case? What if hotzi uber es yodah v'chatocha? The animal sticks out a leg, and you cut it off. Chazav hotzi yodah another hand, v'chatocha cut off that leg. Stuck out a third leg, you keep on cutting off each limb. Ash eshlim ol uber mao. What's the din? Mi amrina, should I say hanofik lay ruba? It never pulled it back in. I kept on cutting off, and there's only a miut inside, so that's called yolid. I don't know. Maybe you need ruba b'vasach has been on, and it's lacking. So that's an ibaya de lev sheet. So it's an entertaining funny shot. Probably never going to cut him up in a million years, but it's an interesting shot. So the Gemara says, well, why not be poishe from the Mishnah? The Mishnah has the din. The Mishnah has the din of ben pekua if you chef the mother and the uber is inside. So the uber is nita b'shchita simo, unless it sticks out a limb, so then the limb is also. Then it repeats on the last line. Zeh haklal. This is the rule. Whenever the Mishnah tells you a din, then it says zeh haklal. Sounds like zeh haklal is adding on something new. Otherwise, what do you need the last line for? So here it says zeh haklal. This is the rule. Dov shegufa oser. If I cut off the tol, the spleen, or the kidneys of the mother herself, and then I shech the mother, so the shchita of the mother is not matir, the spleen or the kidneys. Or the rechem, because that's an eiver menachai. I cut her off from the mother while it was alive. But if I cut off an eiver from the uber, if the uber is dead inside the mother's body, so the shechita of the mother is chal on the dead uber. L'chol adeis, bein l'rameh, bein l'rabiyudah. The whole machlekes on the rabiyudah is fakir. If it's a ben tes chai, if it's a live uber, so rameh hoza, the shechita of the mother is not chal on the live uber. But if the uber is dead, then bein l'rameh, bein l'rabiyudah, they both agree the shechita of the mother is chal on the uber. So it doesn't make a difference if the uber is dead or the uber is alive, and I cut off limbs of the uber, so the shechita of the mother will be chal on the limbs of the uber. But that's what the Mishnah sums up. Zeh haklal dovish egufo. If I cut off a limb from the mother and I leave it inside, that's also the shechita of the mother is not matir in its eiver menachai. But dovish sheino gufo, if I cut off limbs from the uber and they're still inside, so the shechita is matir. So what was added in the last line that we didn't know before? The Mishnah said all of that before. If chotach min ha'em is also, it's only muta if you cut an aver from the uber, if the whole uber is dead. So that's what the Gemara says. Toshma on the top line on Samach Tes and Ram. Zeklal. The last line in the Mishnah just repeats what it said in the first five lines in the Mishnah. So what do you need the whole line for? I must be telling you some chiddush in a case it was not covered before. So what chiddush could it possibly be telling me? The Gemara says it's probably my lav. It's probably coming to tell me lasuiki haigavna. If you cut off one leg, the uber sticks out one leg and I cut it off. It's on the floor. Then it sticks out another leg. I cut it off on the floor. Third leg I cut it on the floor. Fourth leg I cut it on the floor. So bein akol I have roif, and still the Mishnah says zehaklal davish einu gufa mutter. The uber is mutter b'shchita sim. Even though ruba was already cut off. Ruba is outside. The last line of the Mishnah must be telling me some chiddush that wasn't contained in the previous four lines in the Mishnah. My lab, it's probably telling me this din lasuiki hagavna, this case. Otherwise, what do you need the whole last line? Moshe says, no, maybe the last line of the Mishnah comes to tell me what we said before. No, not necessarily. We can't prove from the Mishnah this din. Maybe in this case, it's taka osir. If it's stuck out a leg and you cut it off, stuck out another leg, maybe add it up. And say even the chelik of the uber that's inside is also going to be also because it's later. Maybe the last line of the Mishnah is lasi call it b'meipor v'aliba the Reb Shimon. That's what we had last week. That there was a machloikis in Bechoris in the first parak. There's a machloikis hatanoim. How do you determine whether any given animal is kosher or treif? So if it's a behemah v'chai, it has to be malager mafis parsa, whatever that means. Mafis parsa, that's a big question. How do you, malager is a question. How do you define malager? Because the Gemara says that there are only four animals that are malager, not mafis parsa, those that are mentioned in the Chumash. So many more animals. We know biologically there are more than four animals. So that's what they keep on writing to try to explain what's the definition of malagera. Why did Tanoim thought that these are the only four animals in the whole wide world? So whatever the Dakas Dika definition is, you have to know what's heist malagera. In the books on animals, it's not botany, what do you call it?
Zoology.
Every couple of years they have an international convention. So for many years they thought that there was a certain animal in the African jungles that had two spines, that had two separate spines. And the Gemara has a machlokes in Nida whether such an animal can shesua. The Gemara says shesua ben pekua. Shesua ben pekua, you're not allowed to eat. The Gemara has a machlokes, what does shesua mean? It means an animal that has malager mafis parsa and has two spines, and even though such an animal can live, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, or should I assume no? Such an animal cannot survive. So what does the pasuk talk about an animal that doesn't exist? No, it's talking about shesua ben pekua. And they say that it is not so uncommon to have a shesua ben pekua. We used to have a din in the yeshiva, so I was once talking about this on Friday night by the meal, shesua ben pekua, in the cafeteria. So the dean tells me that he put out a book and he had a picture of Shesua ben Pekua on the cover, and he wrote a whole essay about it. He says it's not so uncommon. Rabbi Soloveitchik said when we learned that din in Shulchan Aruch, we shouldn't laugh about the din. He used to go check the slaughter. He used to give a hashgacha on the slaughterhouse in Boston. That was the yeshiva hardly paid any money, so he needed some more income. So, and Kozman, that while his father's alive, so they paid his father a salary. After his father passed, after Moshe Soloveitchik passed away, so then Rabbi Yosher Ber started to give Shiur Mawayu. So he told them they shouldn't tell his mother. They should just give his mother the salary that they wanted to give him. So he never got any money from the yeshiva. For many years, they gave the father's salary to the mother, making believe as if that's the yeshiva's policy, that they continued to give the salaries to the almanas. The mother outlived the father for many, many years. So he didn't have any panosa for the yeshiva at all. So he needed a hashgacha. He used to give hashgacha in the slaughterhouse in Boston. So he says he saw more than once. He saw a shesua ben pekua. So when we were learning every day, he said we shouldn't laugh about the Shulchan Aruch talking about it. A funny thing that never comes up. He said it does come up, shesua ben pekua. So the Gemara has a machlokes whether such an animal can survive or not. So the Torah Tmima quotes, he read in a book on zoology that such an animal lives in the African jungles, an animal with two different spines. Such an animal does exist, and it's malagera mafis parsa. So the Gemara says maybe the pasuk goes on that animal, but shesua ben pekua would be mutter. If such an animal can't exist, it can't survive, so the pasuk can't tell you that not allowed to eat a shesua, it's going to be a nafel, it can't survive. So the pasuk must be going on shesua ben pekua. If such an animal can exist, so the shesua goes on that animal in the African jungles. It's malagera mafis parsa that has shnei gabin and shnei shadras, that's two different split spines. Two spines, one next to the other, and shesua ben pekua will be mutter. So Shulchan Aruch, we're machmir, we assume maybe such an animal doesn't exist. We're not sure, and the pasuk must be going on shesua ben pekua. So the Torah Tumim says we should change the psak because he read in a book on zoology that such an animal does exist. So for years and years they thought that this animal in the African jungles is really this shesua is malager mafis parsa, and then the Torah Tumim was printed a long, long, long time ago, and in the early 1900s, no? Almost 100 years ago. So about 20 years ago, they had an international convention of zoologists. They came to the realization that that animal is not malagera. It's an animal chews chewing gum. That's called malagera. Malagera means the food in the stomach goes back up and they chew it again, goes down, then it comes back up. Just because the animal is always chewing on things doesn't mean it's chewing up what went to the stomach or doesn't come back up. That's not called malagera. So they made a mistake for many years. For quite a few years, they thought that that animal in the African jungles is malagera, and it isn't. You have to have a good definition of what's haste a malagera. So Nachma, so how do you determine whether any given animal is kosher at treif? So by animals, by behem and chay, it depends on malagera mafis pars. By fish, it depends on snapa v'kaskesa. So that's also a question. What's the definition of a kaskesa? Each thing is a question. So there's a machlokes Reb Shimon and a Chachamim. Each and every single animal has to be malager mafis parsa to be mutter. What if there's a mutation? This animal is not mafis parsa, but it's for doiri doiris. For since the days of Bria Sheshes Mei Bereshis, it was a para bas para. All the generations it's para, and then this generation it's a gomel ben para. Gemara calls it kolut ben para. Kolut means Parsos of Klutas, it doesn't have Mafis Parsa. So what's the din if there's a mutation and the one now is not Mafis Parsa? But the mother and the grandmother for all the Duras was always Malagir Mafis Parsa. So we paskin that is Mutter. We paskin that is Mutter. And Reb Shimon, the Tana holds that it's Osa. I just come off to say it's Osa because the two psukim it says Gomel, Gomel. So one pasuk goes on a real gomel, one pasuk goes on a kolot ben para. It's a mutation, it looks like a gomel, even though it's really a para, but since it looks like a gomel, so it's also. So the Gemara says, maybe the Mishnah says, that the ben pekua is mutter, shein of gufa mutter, what's the chidush shein of gufa mutter? Just to repeat from before, the Gemara says, maybe the last three words in the first Mishnah in the Perek mean to say, even though Reb Shimon says that a gomel ben para, kolot ben para, Shenoilat that was born from the par is also bachila, because every animal has to have its own malagir mafis parsa. It doesn't help that the mother, the grandmother, great grandmother, the yichas, the dora doris is malagir mafis parsa. But if it's a kolad ben par, that's a ben pakua, then it would be nita b'shchita sima. So that's what the Gemara says. No, maybe that's what the Mishnah goes. First, the Gemara thought my lav, and the second line on Samach Tesmana, my lav. The last line in the Mishnah means to tell me, even though I cut off one limb, another limb, another limb, another limb. It cut off raiva the limbs, but it wasn't the vasachas, so the miut that's mibifneim is still mutter. Gemara says, no, maybe the miut shabifneim will be osa, because it stuck out one limb, I cut it off, and the raiva is already yolud. So it's hotzi rubo is yolud. The last line of the Mishnah, maybe it goes, loy, the Gemara says, doesn't go in this case, ki hagavna goes, I said, call it b'mei pura. Baliba the Reb Shimon as well. Even the Reb Shimon, the Tan Reb Shimon by Choy. Davgav Dam Reb Shimon in the Mishnah Pcheris. He says, "Call it Ben Parah Asur. You're not allowed to eat it because he needs its own Malagir Mafis Parsa. It doesn't help the mother Simonim. So when does Reb Shimon apply that rule? Hanimila. That's only in the case Echad Yatzalav Ha'olam. If the Gomel was born, the mutation of an animal was born from the mother's body. But if it's still inside the Rechemima, Avol B'Meimo Shori. If you shech the Parah and inside you find the Gomel." Then the Mishnah will say that it's mutter. So maybe that's what it means, zehaklal. We're adding on that case. Shein gufa mutter, even though it's a kolad ben bampar. So the Gemara says, you can't prove what the din is. So it's in a bayit lef sheet, and shan and yoridei, how you pass. These things never come up. Then the Gemara has a very, very humorous shayla, and the Gemara shoots it down, the whole thing is ridiculous. Boy Rab Chananya, was hata shayla. Hotzi uberes yoda bo azora mahom. If you have kochim, so if you take the basar chutz la'azor, even if you bring it back in, it's a psul yaitse, so you're not allowed to eat it. That's called basar de kimish yatsa basar chutz la'mechitzosai. By kochim kochim, the mechitza is the azora. By kochim kalim, the mechitza is Yerushalayim. So if you have kochim kochim, and you take it chutz la'azora, it's chutz la'mechitzosai, and even if you bring it back, it's going to be also. So let's say you have a ben pekua in the azora, and hotzi u'uber is yado. So what is the mechitza for ben pekua? Mechitza for Ben Pekua is the Rechem Ha'em, but the Azor is the Mechitza for Kochi Kochim. So maybe, let's say, I'm shechting a Kochi Kochim in the Azor Chatos. Chatos is in a cave. I'm shechting a Chatos, and there's an Uber inside that was Hotzi Yodo. So maybe, since the Mechitza is the Azora vis-a-vis the Kochi Kochim, so maybe it's considered Tech Mechitzasa. Even though normally we say that with respect to Ben Pekua, the mechitza to the matu oli yevarim is the rechem ha'em, and if a limb was stuck out before the shechita same stuck out from the rechem ha'em, it's chutz l'mechitzasai. Doesn't help if you bring it back in. But maybe over here, migu that the azara is the mechitza benegir to the kachi kachim, and it's still in the azara. So maybe the limb is not considered yotzel chutz l'mechitzasai. So Gemara said that's ridiculous. That's absurd. And if you're going to have, let's say, a kachim kalim in Yerushalayim. You have a kachim kalim in Yerushalayim. You can't shech the kachim kalim in Yerushalayim. But let's say you have a shlomim. Shlomim can be zachar on a keva. Oila has to be zachar, so can't have a ben pekua. But a shlomim can be zachar on a keva. So let's say you have a shlomim walking around in Yerushalayim, and there's an uber inside, pregnant shlomim. Uber sticks out a limb, so that limb, and then I'm going to take the shlomim in the azar, I'm going to shecht it. So even if I shecht it, that limb is not going to be nita b'shchita sima. Gemara says, would you say such a ridiculous thing? But since it's a shlamim, and the whole Yerushalayim is the mechitza for the vis-a-vis the purpose of shlamim, just like the Azor is the mechitza for kachim kachim. So Yerushalayim chayim, so here is the mechitza for kachim kalim. So you're going to say, even the hotzi yodo, it's not chutz l'mechitzasa, so if I'll take the shlamim in the Azorah, and I shecht it there, the limb will be mutter. it's not considered yatzah chutz l'mechitzasa. The Gemara says that's absurd. So the Gemara says the same is just as absurd to say if it's in the Azara and you're shechting the kachikachim in the Azara, you're going to say nigud that the Azara is the mechitza vis-a-vis kachikachim, so it's also the mechitza vis-a-vis the ben pekua, the uber. No, the Gemara says that's ridiculous. So that's how the Gemara shoots it down. It doesn't make sense. Boy, Rab Chanani has a shaila. Holtz yubas yodah bo azara mahu. Migad ha-havi mechitza l'gabi kochim. Kochi kochim in the mechitza chutz l'mechitza, so we take it out of the azara. So here I didn't take it out of the azara. Should I say, habi nami, it's considered the mechitza also l'gabi dahai, with respect to the din of the eber sticking out, it's not yotzeh chutz l'mechitza, oi dilma, or should I say not so, l'gabi dahai la mechitza hi. The mechitza suber, imahu. Kiven shiyotza basu chutzlum chitzasa by ben pekua, the mechitza is the rechem ha'aim. You can't say that the azar is the mechitza. Amale Abai, so Abai was making fun of Rab Chanani, so he says, you're off your mind, it doesn't make any sense. Why you only clear on a kochi kochim in the azar, to boy loch kochim talim Yerushalayim? Now let's make it bigger. It does mean you're shechting it in Yerushalayim, Rashi, because you're shechting in Yerushalayim, I'll be shechut yechut, you have to shecht in the azar. Can't shecht in Yerushalayim, but it means there was a carbon shlamim, roaming around in Yerushalayim, and there's an uber inside, a hotzi yodo, and then you march the animal, the shlamim, into the azorah, and you're going to shecht it. So you're going to say, anyone is right mind going to say that the uber, even the eiver sheyotza, is butta because it never left the mechitza, because Yerushalayim is the mechitza for kochim kalim. Yerushalayim is the mechitza for kochim kalim, not for the ben pekuah. So that's what it says, with the boiloch kochim kalim Yerushalayim. So that you never cleared such a shayt. Why not? Kochim kalim Yerushalayim, my time aloch, come and boy aloch, why don't you clear a shayla there? Because it's wrong. Chitza zuber, imahu, kibish yotza basu, chutzlum chitzasa, by ben pekuah, depends on the rechem ha'im. Achanami, by the kochim kalim is also the same thing. Chitza zuber, imahu, you can't say the whole azara is the mechitza for the ba'an. So Abai shoots it down. That's a silly shayla. That doesn't count. The Gemara has also a funny shayla. Next shayla is also a funny shayla. The Gemara is going to shoot it down. Boy Ilfa, what's it did in the following case? I'm shechting the mother. You have to shecht the kona and the veshet, one behind the other. So you shecht the kona, let's say, and the whole uber is inside the rechem ha'im. Then in between the shechitas ha'kona and the shechitas ha'veshet, the uber sticks out a limb, and then you shecht the veshet. So you need shechitas kona uveshet. So Ilfa has a sofek. Ilfa was the businessman who used to learn mechavrusa with Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara in Taina says they were learning mechavrusa, and they were very poor. So they decided they're going to leave the base medrash and they're going to go into business and they're going to become wealthy. So they packed their sandwiches and they left the base medrash to go to the big world, the outside world, to make a living. So then they were they had a break. They were walking to the big city to go get a job, and then they decided they're going to eat their sandwich. So they sat down under a bridge and they're eating the sandwich. Rabbi Yochanan hears the malachim saying, you see these two guys? They left the base medrash, you're going to kill them. Why did they leave the base medrash? They should have stayed. Rabbi Yochanan says to Ilfa, did you hear what I heard? He said, I didn't hear anything. Rabbi Yochanan took it as a sin min hashamayim, I better go back to the base medrash. And Ilfa didn't hear it, so he said, okay, goodbye. Rabbi Yochanan went back to the base medrash, and then after a while they appointed him the Rosh Hashiva. Whoever was the Rosh Hashiva passed away, and he took over. And then Ilfa went traveling around the world, he made $1 million. He made a lot of money. Then he came back to the yeshiva and he said, look, lo and behold, my chavrusa became the Rosh Yeshiva. So he said, I know how to learn as well as he does. We used to learn my chavrusa. We used to learn together. So, but Rabbi Yechanan heard so many more brises. He was sitting in the yeshiva for more years. So Ilfa said, I'm a balabas. I learn mishnayis now. I don't hear all the brises. Tell me any shaila and I'll show you I arrive from a mishnah. So they were asking Shabbos, he was showing everything you can figure out from the Mishnah. Till he finally stumped him. He can't figure everything out from the Mishnah. So, look, Rabbi Yechon was sitting in the base matters all the time. So he heard more brises, and Ilfa did not. So Ilfa has this funny shayla, and then Gemara shoots it down. Rabbi says it's utterly ridiculous, the shayla that he had. He said, boy, Ilfa, he clears a chakira. You shech the kona, you shech the first simon of the mother, and the whole uber is inside. Then before you begin to shecht the second simon and shechit on the mother is not completed till you shecht both, hotzi uber is yodai. So the shechit of the second simon is not chal on that part that's out. It's only chal on the part that's in. Shechit on the first simon and the mother was chal on the whole uber. So he has a shaila, since there's a difference between the first simon and the second simon, maybe the shechit is not chal at all on the uber. Since it's not similar, it's not commensurate. Mahu, what's the din? So the first simon was chal, the shchita of the korban was chal, and the whole of it, shchita of the veshel was only chal, and the chelik over that's inside. Maybe I should say it's not mitzaref at all. Mi mitzaref simon rishon, the simon shein letam dein avela. What's the din? The chelik, the limb that was stuck out, the pasuk calls it like a treifa. Basa basa the treifa, it's compared to treifa. So what's the din of a treifa? You're not allowed to eat a treifa, but if you shech the behemah, that's a treifa. Shchita is mitam dein avela. So here, if you shech the mother and the uber is a ben pekua, the shchit is chal on the whole uber, it's muta bachila and it's not metami. When it dies, well, it's alive, there's not an avela. Even after it dies, years later, menatora is not metami because ben pekua is nita b'shchita sima. What about the eva sheyotza? The limb that was stuck out is dina ketrefa. Basa basa trefa. It's compared to a trefa. So the shchit on the mother is chal on the eva sheyotza. With respect to Medarmidein Avela Zayin. So the Gemara has a clear. The first Simon was Chal on the entire Uber inside, both Benegir to Achila and Benegir to Medarmidein Avela. The second Simon was only Chal on the Eivor Sheyotza vis-a-vis the Medarmidein Avela, but not Lahate Achila, so it's not the same. Benegir to the Chelik of the Uber that's inside. The shchit on the mother was chal on the chelik that remains inside both lahata b'achila and the tarmidei nevela. But the chelik of the uber that stuck out, so the simon rishain was chal on that 100%, lahata b'achila and the tarmidei nevela. Simon sheni, the veshet, the shchit on the mother was only chal on the eva sheyotza b'negeh to the tarmidei nevela. Because the pasuk says, basa basa trefa. It's compared to a trefa, so shchit as trefa in the tarmidei nevela. So that's what Ilfa klera shayla. Since the Shchita Simen Rishon and Shchita Simen Sheni are not identical, but you get to the Eva Sheyotza, maybe it's not mitzaref l'tarmidei nevela. So Rabbi Babsim over there said, what are you talking about? The Simen Rishon and Simen Sheni is mitzaref yachad lahata the inside part, lahata bachila. So how can you tell? Because they're incommensurate, so therefore it's not mitzaref yachad l'tarmidei nevela, the chelik ha-yotze, why not? They don't have to be commensurate. They're sort that the Shchita Simen Rishon, Shchita Simen Sheni have to be the same. So that's Ilfa cleared. He was traveling too much on business. So he was declaring too many hakiras. So Rabbi sat in the base medrash all the time. So he says that he's wrong.
The whole thing, I think, basically, it's not saying that the moment, like that, isn't.
By us, it's not shak, because by us, the Shchita, the knives are so sharp. You finish the whole Shchita in a half a minute. But in the days of Gemara, the Gemara talks about shechting with a dull knife. It can take hours and hours and hours. In the days of the Gemara, it's possible to have such a thing. That was one of the shinuim that the Hasidim introduced, that they used takinim melutoshim. They used very, very sharp knives, and the shechita went very quickly. So that's the misnagdim held it against them. Why? It's a shayla von drossa. If you have a very sharp knife, so the shayla is, if you don't fiddle back and forth, you just press down like this, and the knife was so sharp, you just touch the animal, it already cuts. So that was one of the tarumas that they had against the beginning of the Hasidus movement. The sakinim are too sharp, the kal is too shein, the teignish. So then now, by now, everybody has adopted that. Everybody uses the Hasidish knives now. No one's chashish for that. Gechepet, they were chepping the Hasidim. They didn't like, they did, some of them did crazy things. Some of them were rolling around in the middle of Shmanes and dancing and singing, doing wild things. So the Vilna Gaon put them in Chayrim. So some of the history books say it's a good thing the Vilna Gaon put them in Chayrim. Otherwise, it would have taken went off the deep end. It would have gone crazy. So because the Vilna Gaon put them in Chayrim, so they straightened out and they kept what it says. They try to keep roughly what it says in Shulchan Aruch. They toned down the Mishnah. Some of them had Mishnah Gassin, so they toned down the Mishnah Gassin. Yeah. So that's Boy Yilfa. What's the din? Is mitzar of semirishim and semishen the tarm de nevela? Is it mitzar the eva hayotz? If the uber was hotzi yodo before the whole shchita, so the shchita and the mother is chal on the chelik that's inside 100%, and it's chal on the uber on the eva sheyotza 50%. It's chal on the eva sheyotza vis-a-vis the tarm de nevela, not lahat b'achila. Here, the simen rishon was chal on the aver, even lahat b'achila. Simen sheni was only chal on the eva sheyotza. So they had a shayla, is it mitztarif yacha? So Omalei Rava, Omar Rava, it's not Omalei. Ilfa lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Rava lived, Ilfa was same generation as Rabbi Yechanan. That's the first generation of Amoraim. Abai v'Rabba went much later. They're not the first generation. I made a mistake. It's not Omalei Rabba. Rabba never met Ilfa. Omalei Rabba. So Rabba comments. They heard that Ilfa had such a chakira. So Rabba said, that's ridiculous. Kal v'chomer. Im hoyle simirish and l'shein l'hatir b'achila. If the sim and shein in the simirish and a mitzvah from Yachad to be matah, the chelik should be b'fnim. B'achila. So what are you going to say? Loyola, the darn, then they're going to say that the first sim and the second sim are incommensurate. They're not mitzvah yachal to be mitam then the limb that's stuck out. Of course it's mitzvah yachal. He says the whole hakira is ridiculous. So we knocked that down. We knocked down. Of Chananya had a hakira, but the funny hakira, humorous gemaras here. Chananya had a hakira about the maybe the mechitzas ha'azor, maybe mechitzas Yerushalayim is not called yotzel chutzel mechitzas. So Abai shot it down, and Rabbi shoots down Ilfa. This is ridiculous. Now, boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, also a little bit of a humorous hakira. Mahu lochosh lizaray. I have an evesh yotzel. I have a ben pekua that the whole vlad minator doesn't need any shechita, but the limb, one leg is asa b'achil. So the shaila is if that Ben Pekua later has a Vlad. So what will be the din of the Vlad? Ma'u lochosh v'zaroi, does the Yisra on the limb carry over to the next generation or not? So the Gemara says, Hechidami, what happened? Who did this Ben Pekua marry? This is a Zoch and a Keva. So who's the Ben Zug? Who did it mate with? He, Lema, if you say, the Shaila of Rabbi Yirmi is the Ozal of Hema Ma'al Yisra, a ben pekua that has one limb that's usher mated with a normal animal. Behemah, I said that's not a ben pekua. So the vlad is a blend. There's a din of yotzim in ha'usher usher. There's a din of yotzim in ha'usher usher. Let's say the pasuk says bas hayana. Hayana is an ostrich. So an ostrich is a trefa bird. So the pasuk says bas hayana is usher. What do you mean bas hayana? Only the females of the ostrich are usher. And the male is mutter. The Gemara says, no, Basayana refers to Beitzas Oiftami. So not only the Oiftami is Aser, let's say you have a chicken, you have a hen, so hen is fleshing, but the egg is part of it. So the egg is not the Kechelek Me'evari Ha'em, it's not fleshing. We paskin chicken is only fleshing with the Rabban, but there's a Tanu holds that the chicken is fleshing with the Torah. There's a day in Tezah that he passed like that, that Basar Oif is their Isa. We don't accept like that. So would anybody say because the chicken is fleshy, the egg is also fleshy? No, the egg is not fleshy. But nonetheless, the egg of an eagle, an eagle's egg, and the egg, an ostrich egg, is asa. That's a different isa. There's no malchus. The Rambam writes that. Rambam holds there's no malchus. A yotzim in asa is an isa, but there's no malchus. So there's a din of yotzim in asa. Let's say you milk a cow. The cow is fleshy, and the milk is not fleshy. Milk is milchi. It's not the same as the cow. So if you milk a pig, so the pig has an Isa lav on it. What that milk? Milk from the pig should be milk? The answer is no. Just like the egg from an oiftame is also an Isa essay, so the milk from the baby tomato, milk from the pig, is also an Isa essay. The Rambam says you're not like it if you drink the milk and you eat the egg from the tray for bird, but it's an Isa essay. So that's the din of Yotzim and Atame Tame. Yotzim and Ha'asar is also. So let's say you have a camel. A male and a female camel will have a vlad, and it'll be a mutation, and the mutation is, it's a para. It has malager mafis parsa. Malager mafis parsa. So would you say, it's muta b'achila, because malager mafis parsa? So according to the Chachamim, we paskin, call it ben para. How do we paskin? That was a machlekes of Shimon the Rabbana, it would be the reverse. Para, 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 many generations until Sheshit's made precious, all of a sudden, call it Ben Para. The Vlad is Parsos of Klutas. It's not Mafis Parsa. So we paskin is Mutta. We paskin, it doesn't have to have its own Malagar Mafis Parsa. It belongs to this family. This family is all Para, 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 so the Vlad is Mutta. Reb Shimon says each animal is judged on its own. So since this animal doesn't have Malagar Mafis Parsa, Parsos of Klutas, he holds based on the pasuk Gomel is written twice. So even Gomel Ben Para is also Asabachet, but we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. We paskin that it depends on the min. So what if it'll be the reverse? Let's say Gomel. All of a sudden, there's a mutation and it gives birth to a Para. Malager Mafis Parsa looks just like a Para. So according to the Chachamim, that you go by the family, they say that this Para, is a Gomel, and it's an Isa Lav. And it's an Isa Lav. Or maybe the Chachamim hold this as Sofik in Yerideya. The Pesachit Shuva quotes it. Or maybe the Chachamim say either or. If it has its own Malagam, Apis, Paisa, Zicha, Mutter. But even if it doesn't have its own, it's para, all the way back till Sheshes, May, Breshes. And all of a sudden now it's a mutation. Parsos of Klutus, it's a Gomel Ben Par. So maybe the Chachamim say either or. Either if it has its own Malagam, Apis, Paisa, Mutter. Or if it comes from a generations, Malagam, also Mutter. Either way. But the Yerideya says for sure, the Gomel gives birth to a para. For sure you're not allowed to eat the para, because it's at least the Yotze Min HaTomei Tomei. The only shaila is, do you get Malkus or not? Do you say, it depends on the family. So the family was Gomel all along. So even though this one is a mutation and it looks like a para, Malagam, Marfis, Parsa, this is really a Gomel. It depends on the family. It doesn't depend on this behemoth. So then it's a Gomel, you get Malkus. So they say, no. The Chum say, either it needs its own Simonim, Malagam, Marfis, Parsa, or the Simonim of the family. So basically, there wouldn't be a lav if you eat the para, Bas, Gomel, all the way back. It's a really a para, has Malagam, Marfis, Parsa. But it'll be prohibited because of Yotze Min HaTamei Tamei. So that's the Nafkemina, the Pesachei Shuvah quotes this in a few places. The Shaila is, would there be a lav with Malkus, or is it only an Iser Esei? Like Yotze Min HaTamei Tamei is Iser Esei. They have a few Nafkeminas in this Shaila. So that's what the Gemara is talking about over here, Yotze Min HaTamei. So if you have a Zohar and a Keva made together, so one of them lends itself to Shechit, the other one doesn't lend itself to Shechit. The one is a Ben Paku, it's Nishchat already, so it doesn't lend itself to Shechit. And the other ben zug, one is a zach, one's in a kefa, and the other one is a behemah malyus. That's a normal animal that does lend itself to shechita. So now they have a vlad. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara later in Perek Osav Es Benoi. There's going to be a machlekes. How do you determine the yichas of a vlad? Let's say you have the father's a kohen, the mother's not a kohen. So the father's a levi, the mother's not. So how do you determine what the status of the child is? So we say, l'mishpachosim l'beis avosim. Mishpachas ha'v kriyim mishpacha, mishpachas ha'meni kriyim mishpacha. There's two chalashemis of kurva, there's she'er basar, and there's mishpacha. So it says, ish, or kol she'er basar, l'sikavu l'gal v'sar, in person sachri mois. When it introduces all the list of the table of prohibited marriages, arayas, so the issa doesn't depend on mishpacha. Mishpacha would only mean relatives from the father's side. Some of the relatives that are also, let's say the yen from the mother's side, achoy sima, is also an iser kurva, even though it's not mishpacha. Mishpacha is a man who mishpacha, but it's called sher basa. So by gila arise, it depends on chalashem of sher basa. And by kroivim, for Yerusha purposes, it says, mishpachta v'yarushosa. Yerusha depends on mishpacha. Chalashem kurva, mishpacha, mishpacha same doesn't count. So the Gemara has a clear by behemoth. So by us, we assume that Mishpacha Sav is stronger. The kurva from the father's side is stronger than the mother's side. Both sides, the father's side and mother's side, are both called Sher Basar, but Mishpacha is only from the father's side. By behemoth, the Gemara has a clear. Maybe the behemoth is only Mishyachas after the mother. It sits in the mother's body for 9 months, or 5 months, whatever, behemoth gasa, behemoth daka. So maybe the behemoth is only related to the mother. Maybe the behemoth is not related to the father at all. Because there's no couple, there's no husband and a wife, they don't live together. A zoch and a keva mate. They don't have an institution of marriage. So maybe the vlad is only misachas after the father. So the Gemara says, but you have a beferish of pasuk that the vlad has a shaychas with the father. It says, also v'ez beno lo sish chatu b'yoy mechot. You know, that is shecht also v'ez beno, the father and the son. So the Gemara says, there's a machlikas satanaim. Do you accept the pasuk the way it says? We say choshishim zera ha'av. The vlad is misyachas. Nana for sure. The vlad is misyachas after the mother. Shaila is the vlad also misyachas after the father. So the pshuto shel mikra says it is also. Yes, beno lo sish chatu b'yamecha. So there's a machlekes in the Mishnah perkos v'ez benoi. What if he shech the father and the vlad on the same day? Maybe there's no issa. Maybe it's mutter. So one town holds ein chayshishim lezerahav. The Isra only goes oso v'ezbeno. Even though it doesn't say that in Chumash, it says oso v'ezbeno. So we reinterpret the pasuk. We say ein chayshishim lezerahav. The vlad is not misyachas after the father. You ignore the father. By human beings, we say the vlad is misyachas both after the father and the mother. There's more kurva to the father's side. That's both shebasa and mishpacha. And by the mother's side, there's only chalashem shebasa. There's no chalashem kurva mishpacha. And by behemoth, the Gemara has a machlekes satanai. We pass in the other day, it's a sfeikah adina, where the osa is beno only applies to the mother and the vlad, or it even applies to the father and the vlad. So you're not allowed to shech the father and the vlad on the same day. But if you did, you wouldn't get malchus, because sofik malchus, you go to hakel. Sofik yisur l'chumi, you're not allowed to do it. So here the Gemara is working on the assumption that choshishim l'zerahav, the vlad is misachas both to the father and to the mother. So one of them was a ben pekua, which doesn't lend itself to shechita, because they already had shechita, so it doesn't lend itself to have another shechita. And the other one, either the zoch and the keva, one of them is a behema malis, a normal animal that does lend itself to shechita. So the vlad, if you hold choshishim l'zerahav, so it's considered as if it was, and biologically you need a father and a mother. The only one who only needed a mother was Osoish. Okay, immaculate conception. He didn't need a father. But everybody needs, biologically, you need a father and a mother. So biologically, of course, he needs Zerahav, Choshim Zerahav. But the Shalal Pidin, whether the Vlad is Mesiaches by Behemoth, is the Vlad Mesiaches after the father. So it's more his work on the assumption the Vlad is Mesiaches. So the Vlad carries with it the properties of the father and the mother. So do I consider that Yotze Min HaOser? Because the Vlad was born from one of the parents who doesn't lend itself to Shechita. Mm-hmm. So the Vlad should be Yotze Min HaOser. Let's say, if it's a gomel, then all of a sudden it's a pura. So for sure you're not allowed to eat the pura, because it's a yotam in ha'asa. The only shayla is an isa gomel, because the whole mishpacha, all the way back to Shesh and Bebresh, is gomel. It's a mutation, so it's really a gomel and there's malka. So no, it's not a gomel. Since it has malagam off his parsa, it's a pura. But it's a yotam in ha'asa, so you're not allowed to eat it. So there's such a concept, yotam in ha'asa. So here it's a shal yotam in ha'asa min amutar. One parent lent itself to shechit, the other parent doesn't lend it. One parent does lend itself to shechit because it's very kenish chadomi. It's a ben peku, it's nita b'shechit asimah. So that's where the Gemara quotes the memra. The Gemara says, what's the case? Boy, Rabbi Yirmi, ma lochish lezara. You have the ben peku with one leg is asa. And then this ben pekua gives birth to a vlad. So would the vlad, would the leg of the vlad also be also an asa? The Gemara, wait a minute. Who did the animal mate with? It didn't give birth to a vlad without a zohar and a keva. It has to have a ben zug. Hey chidami, what's the case? What happened over here? What's the rest of the story? E lema. If the case was the ozala behema ma'al, you said this ben pekua made it with a normal animal. So the one of the parents of the vlad is a ben pekua, one is not. What are you clearing? Whether the leg is usher, because one of the parents, the leg was usher. I feel it ben pekua the alma. No more ben pekua. If one of the parents is a ben pekua, one is a ben mamalisa, the vlad is going to be ein boshchita. How do you know? The first wide line, Amar Amisharshia, Dibrahim Choshishim, the Zerahab, that was the machloikis hatanoim, Chananya and the Chachamim by Behemoth. He say the vlad is only misachas after the mother, and he say no, because no institution of marriage, they don't live together, the father and the mother. The mikra, they happen to join together. So that's a machlokes. Maybe in choshishim lezerahav. So he says if you should assume, and we paskan it to sveikah d'dina, where the choshishim lezerahav. If you shecht oso v'yazbena, if you shecht oso v'yazbena, you do get malchus. That for sure is a law. If you shecht, but it says in the chumash oso v'yazbena. That's a suffix where the paskan choshim zarab. Do we take the pasuk as it says, or we reinterpret the pasuk? It doesn't go on the father; only goes on the mother. So Rav Misharshi says, "Ledivir ha'emer." If you follow that opinion, choshishim zera ha'av. So if you have ben pekua haba behem amali, so you have two animals mated. One is a ben pekua, one is not. So mitzad one parent, it doesn't lend itself to shechita. Mitzad the other parent, it does. So the vlad is a mix. So the vlad is like a yetzim and hosam and amutar. So the vlad won't lend itself to shechita. Also, vlad ain't la takana. The vlad, he can't shecht at all. So what are you clearing? If you have a ben pekua that has a leg that's osir, and it gives birth to a vlad, is the leg of the vlad osir? Who is the mate of the ben pekua? If the mate is not a ben pekua, so the whole vlad is osir. One parent is ben pekua, one parent is not. So Rav Misharshi says the vlad doesn't lend itself to shechita. So he must be talking ella. The shayla is nachamon. Lo tzricha, on the second one, lo tzricha, the case with top nozal, ben pekua de chabasei. The mother and the father, the two animals made it, they're both ben pekuas, and they both have the same leg as osa. That's right. A funny case. The mother and the father both are ben pekuas, and they both have a leg that's us. So what's the shaila? So they mate together, and they give birth to a vlad. So strictly speaking, this fellow in Australia is raising a whole farm of all ben pekuas. That's what he claims. So he's going to have generations after generations. I mean, Torah, Hatzoyf Kaladaris, if both the mother and the father, Ben Pagur, said that all the Vladis, Hatzoyf Kaladaris, don't need any Shechita, because everything is neat of Shechinas, the great great grandmother. Mm-hmm. The Shechita of the great great grandmother was Chala and all the Vladis, and all the Vladis are mating with each other. So the Shadas, you had the mother and the father, Behemoth, they both have the same limb as Asabachila, then they mate together, they have a Vlad. So would you say that limb of that organ that was yotzed by both the mother and the father, that limb of the Vlad is going to be Asa Bachilo or not? So what's the Shaila? Mai, what's the din, the third white line? Should I say Eva Moilet Eva? Should I say the right front leg of the father and the right front leg of the mother caused the Vlad to have a right front leg? So since both the right front leg of the father and the mother are Asa Bachilo, so the right front leg of the Vlad is going to be Asa Bachila? Or should I say, no, not that the leg gives koyach to Vlad to give a leg. And the front leg, the front left leg, gives the koyach, mother and father give the front left leg of the Vlad. Should I say, my lid Eber, so the Chatech Levi Shari, that leg is going to be also in the Vlad, and the rest of the Vlad will be mutter. I don't know, maybe I should say, no, the koyach of all of the Evorim, of the father and the mother, all the Evorim together, Amoled the Vlad. I don't know, Meval Balzare, the koyach of all the Evorim together. Then, so this was the Claire, who was by Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Yirmi is the one who cleared Chakiris. The Gemara says in Barbasa, they kicked him out of the base manish because he was clanging too many silly chakiris. Okay. He's making leitzanis out of it. On the border. One leg in the chamisha man, one leg out. So it's also a funny chakir. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yirmi had this chakir. Hodarama, then Rabbi Yirmi realized it's stupid. Hodarama, he realized, she did the meval bilzari. Of course, the leg of the father, leg of the mother, don't give birth to a leg. What if one of the parents is missing a leg? So the Vlad will be born without a leg, without that leg. The mother and the father are both missing the front right leg. So the Vlad is going to be born, or let's say so the parents are both missing an eye. So the baby is going to be born missing an eye. No, of course not. All the whole body together gives birth to a Vlad. Hoderama pshita the meval bazare. This is another portion. It's not eva mele eva. The whole koyach of all the animal gives koyach to give about dim ken, because it's going to say otherwise. It's going to say eva mele eva suma yolit suma. If a parent is blind in an eye, or two eyes, so you're going to say the vladas are going to be blind. The kiteya yolit kiteya. If one of the parents is missing a leg, so the vladas are all going to be missing the leg. That's ridiculous. El pshita this adava pasha the meval bazar. That's ridiculous. What he declared originally that eva mele eva. That's dead wrong. But hachi kama boilon. No, Rabbi Yirmi changed. He's still not finished with his chakiris. He still has a chakir, and now he made it a little more reasonable. Oh, he has the following shaila. There is a din of yaitzim and hatame tame. Yaitzim and hatame tame. We gave the example. You have gomel, all the way back to sheishin and beibeshes. All of a sudden, now it's a pur. It's a mutation. So even if you hold that it is a pur and there's no lav, but it'll still be an iseresi of yaitzim and hatame, because the mother was a gomel, so it'll be also bachila. So he has a shaila. There is a din of yetzim and atome. If a gomel gives birth to a para, for sure you're not allowed to eat it. If you have cholav behemoth tmeya, you take the milk from a chazir. That's also you take the beitz asof tame. Beitz asof tame is also yetzim and atome. So now the shaila is really there's a din of yetzim and atome. Every live animal has a gid anosha in it. It has chelav in it, and what else does it have? It has dam in it. So whenever an animal gives birth to a Vlad, the Vlad should be also because the Yetzim and Atomi Tomi. Because part of the Koyach that gave birth, it's not a Gomel that gave birth to a Pur. The Gomel, the whole Gomel is also. It was a cow that gave birth to another cow. But the cow that was the mother cow and the father cow, they both had Gid Anasha, they both had Chelev. And what else did they have? I was going to have more. I forgot already. Adam. Every animal, every live animal has three Yisurim in it. And nonetheless, it gives birth to a Vlad, then we say it's mutter. So the halacha says, you ignore that. Even if you hold Zev as a garm is mutter, even if you hold Zev as a garm is asa, if you, a yotze min atami is asa, yotze min atami tami. A yotze min atami min atohar, that's a machlagis, that's called Zev as a garm. So even if one holds that Zev as a garm is asa, it's called yotze min atami. But you don't ask for every animal in the world. You say, every animal in the world was a yotze from the Gid Anosha and the Chelev and the Dam of the parents. So you don't say Zeb is a garmis asa. It was Yotze from the Chelek HaMutter from the parents and with the Chelek HaAsa. You don't say it like that. So maybe I should say here also like that. I ignore the fact that both the father and the mother were both, and Pekuas, they both had the same limb that's Asa Bachila. I say the blood is a regular blood, just like you ignore the fact that every normal animal is a yotzef b'chelev, chelev and gedanasha and dam. I ignore that. So here also I ignore it. Or dilma, no, a normal animal. That's what it says in the chumash. This is an unusual case, and maybe over here it's different. So he changed. Rabbi Yirmiya modified his chakiris. V'achi kama boilan. This is the shaila that's on the fifth white line. V'achi kama boilan. Behema bialma, normal animal. Every animal is born because of the chelav and the dam and the ginanasha of the both parents. And nonetheless, v'sharya, if you shech the vlad is mutter, only the chelav and the ginanasha and the dam of the vlad will be us. But you don't answer the whole animal. So just because the mother and the father both had an eva hayotze, it doesn't cause an added problem. The vlad will be mutter. Including that limb will be mutter, because you don't say eva meilad eva. Maybe no. The Torah was only mecharesh that chelav adam, a normal animal, you have chelav adam and ginanasha and gives birth to vlad. That the Torah said. Here you have an additional isa. In addition to the parents having an isa chelav adam and ginanasha, also has an isa of eva ayetze. So maybe elach balachidusha. The Torah was only mecharesh. You can eat a normal animal. That's a yotzim and ha'asur of the two or three isurim chelav adam and ginanasha. But here you have a fourth isur, so maybe it's not. So then the Gemara shoots the whole thing down. This is ridiculous. Whose shita are you following here? We said there was a machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, when you shecht the mother, and the uber inside is a ben pakur. So if the uber inside is a ben teschai, if the uber inside is a ben ches, it's an eifel. Even if it comes out alive, it's considered dead. And if it's a ben tes mace, it's also nita b'shchita zima. But if it's a ben tes chai, so that's the machlek zameh Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says that we pass like Rav Yehuda, that even a ben tes chai is also nita b'shchita zima. So whenever it's nita b'shchita zima, that's what we're talking about over here. It's a ben tes chai, and Hashech did the mother, nita b'shchita zima. Then the vlad is jumping around, and it mates with another behemoth, and it gives birth to its own vlad. So we're talking about a ben tes chai. So the Gemara says, if you all like Rav Yehuda, that ben pekuah is mutter, even ben tes chai, so the Ben Pekur doesn't have an Issa Gidan Asha, it doesn't have an Issa Chelev, it only has an Issa Dam. Because Dam doesn't need a Mokum. Chelev is only a Chelev in a specific place. Here the Chelev is in the belly, here the Chelev is in the Rechem. And the Gidan Asha is only a location in the leg. Here the Gidan Asha is in the Rechem of the mother. It's in the wrong place. I treat it, B'negir, Teheter Achila, I treat it like Uba Yerechima. I treat it as if it's one big animal. And the chelav in the Gidan Asha on the wrong mokum. So the Gemara says, where did you have over here four Yisurim? A normal animal, you have three Yisurim. The mother and the father animals give birth to a vlad. So the mother and the father had an Issa Dam, had an Issa Chelav, had an Issa Gidan Asha. So despite the fact that you have three Yisurim, the vlad is mutter. So you ignore the fact. You don't say it's Yotzim and Ha'asim. You don't ask for every animal in the world because Yotzim and Ha'asim. So over here the Gemara had a Shaila, but here you have four Yisurim. Where do you have four Isurim? If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the Ben Tes Chai is covered with Shechita Sima, also Ben Pekua, so then there's no Gidan Oshin, there's no Chelav. That's what the Mishnah says later, because it's in the wrong Mokam. And if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that there is an Isur Gidan Oshin, there is an Isur Chelav, because it's not a Ben Pekua, there's not a Ben Pekua, so the whole Shaila is a Shaila. Or are we talking if it is a Ben Pekua? We're talking about a discussion. If both the mother and the father both Ben Pekuas and they both have a limb, that's also Bechel, according to Rabbi Meir. They're not Ben Pekuah, so all din doesn't apply. So that's what the Gemara says. He made a mistake. So the Gemara says, Ulaman. But wait a minute, whose sheet are you talking according to? Either Rav Meir, if you're like Rav Meir, whose opinion is not accepted. Usually when Rav Meir disagrees with some other Tana, contemporary of his, we don't really pass like Rav Meir. We don't pass like Rav Meir here either. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Lechik Rav Yehuda, most of the time. So either Rav Meir, if you're like Rav Meir, that a Ben Tes Chai is not covered with the din of Ben Pekua. So Isa Chelav Adam Ika, Isa Yotzi Leka. It's not Yotz, it's not Eva Sheyotza, Chutzlam Chitzasai. Because the whole Ben Pekua, there's no din of Ben Pekua to Ben Tes Chai. The Ila Rebuta holds that it is a Ben Pekua. It's going to Rebuta. There'll only be an Isa Yotzi, the Eva Sheyotza will be Yotzer. Of the Chelav, the Dam is a mistake, Dam will be Yotzer. But Chelav and Giranosha Leka. There's no Chelav and no Giranosha because it's the wrong Makam. There's not. And he quotes the Mishnah. That this depends on the machlokes of Meir Rav Yehuda. Yeah, dam is asur. Dam, even a ben pekuah, because dam doesn't need any makam. Dam is asur all over. But the Giranasha is only also a specific Mokam, and the Chelev is only also a specific Mokam. So here the Chelev and the Giranasha are both inside the Rechem, so it's a Nero Mokam. So Rabbi Yemi's whole Chakir was a mistake. First he realized that it's a biological mistake. You can't say Eva Mele Rebbe biologically, it's incorrect. And then he realized that Shaila and Halacha is also incorrect. Yeah. So now the Gemara has a new Shaila. Now the Gemara has a new Shaila. Hello! So what Rabbi Yemi, he's correcting himself. First he made a Chakira. That's a mistake biologically. You can't say Eva Mele Rebbe, because if so, Suma Yolit Suma, and Kiteh Yolit Kiteh. One is missing a limb, gives birth to a vlad, so the vlad should be missing a limb. So we know biologically it's not correct. So he backed out from the first version. Then now he backs out from the second version, because it's also dead wrong. Nobody holds that there are four Isurim over here. If you hold like Rav Meir, that the Ben Teschai is not Nita B'Shchita Simo, so the Ben Peku is going to have an Isa Gidanosh, and is going to have an Isa Chelev also, but there won't be an Isa Eva Shiyotza, because the whole Ben Peku doesn't have a Din in Ben Peku. If you hold like Rav Yehuda, that the Ben Teschai is a Ben Peku, so there is an Isha Eva Shiyotza, then there's no Gidanosh, and there's no Eva, and there's no Chelev. So no, you're not going to have any, according to any Shita, four Isurim over here. So Rabbi Yemi realized that what he said is dead wrong. So he finally, he touches it up. He's still clearing. He doesn't give up his claim. He's still clearing the Shaila. So this one is quoted in the Shulchan. This is a teku. So the Gemara says, Ella! He finally comes to it. Ella, call me koyach le'amin, the Shori. It's dead wrong. What he said before, because it's a yoytzei, for a yoytzei menasa, it's all dead wrong. Everything is mutab. No, what I meant to say, totally different. What I meant to say was the following. I have a ben pekua. It didn't mate with anybody. I have a female ben pekua, and it has a reva hayotze. So that limb is also, and the rest of the ben pekua is nita b'shchitisima, only nita shchita midirabon. So let's say this female vlad gives off milk. Female vlad gives milk. So normally milk of a behema, tahora, is mutabachila. But here, milk of a trefa is also bachila. If you have an animal, I know it's a trefa, so the milk is yotze min atomi tomi, yotze min asa is asa. Here, 95% of the organs of the animal are muta bachila, and this leg that was stuck out is asa bachila. So do you say that the milk comes mikach all of the organs, so it's yotze min atomi asa? Or do you say no? It would have the milk even without that limb. So you can't say the milk is yotze min atomi. So that was the shaila that he had. Ella hachi kamen boilan. This is what I really meant to say. Hachi kamen boilan. Ma'u legamaya aschelva. You're allowed to drink the milk of this ben pekua that has a limb that's also if it's a female animal. Should I say cholav di alma, normal animal? Isn't there always an issue of eger and achai? How can you ever drink milk from any animal? A live animal is becheskas iser medis. Either it's an eger and achai, a basim and achai, a nizvucha, some kind of an iser. That was in the first parak, the Gemara Kod Rav Huna. Any live animal is an Issa. What's the Issa? So Rashi said Eiv Menachai. And they said, it's not Eiv Menachai. A live animal, Eiv Menachai is only if you detach the limb. An animal that's alive and all the limbs are still attached. So that's a Gemara later in Perigin Anosh. We passed, it's not called a bundle of Eiv Menachai. There's no din of Eiv Menachai until it's detached. So Taisa says, Behema Bechaya, Bechaz Kisisa Menes, is an Issa, Ese Abein Ezvucha. But it's not an Issa Eiv Menachai. But whatever it is, there's some kind of an Issa. So Gemara raises the question, how can you ever drink milk? The Gemara in Bcharis asks, how can you ever drink milk? It should be Yotze Min Hasa Rasa, called Behema Bechaya Bechaz Kisisa Medes. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a pasuk in Chumash that praises Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the land flowing with milk and honey. So if the milk is treif, if all milk in the world is treif, so what do you praise Eretz Yisrael has treif for food there? That's right from the pasuk, Eretz Yisrael is Cholav Edvash, that the Cholav is Mutter. So that's what he clears. Should I say any live animal in the world is an issue? How do you ever drink any milk? So the answer is it's a xeris hakosuv, despite the fact that the animal has an isa enes vucha or has an isa eben achai, whatever it is, still you're allowed to drink the milk. Hainami loishna. So this animal, this ben pekua, even though it has one limb, that's aser. Also, there's no isa on the milk. Yes, Dilma, maybe it's not the same. Hosam is like takanta isure b'shchita. A normal animal, if you shechted, the whole animal will be muta b'achila. But high over here, if you shechted, this limb is always going to remain osir. So maybe since leis le'takanta b'shchita, so maybe over here, the milk should be osir. So that says in Yeridaya, that's osir misafik. The final version of Rabbi Yirmiyah's Chakira is quoted, the first two versions he himself backed out. They were ridiculous. They were pulim shel hevel. But the third version, The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. That's a sveiket edina. If you have a ben pekua that has an eved yotza and it's a female ben pekua, and you milk it, so will the milk be also or not? So misafik, you're not allowed to drink the milk. There's not going to be any malchus anyway, because if you take the milk from a pig and you drink it, the Rambam says there's no malchus anyway. There's only an isaresa, it's not an isalah. But that's the suffix. Is there an isaresa or not? So that's the suffix. Okay. That is the suffix. This week is Parsha Zohar. There's a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek. What's the mitzvah to wipe out Amalek? A very cruel mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik used to quote from the Zohar that it says, he has it in one of his published essays, that when the Rebbe Shlom created the world, there's Tov Avohu Choshech Menei Tohom, then the Rebbe Shlom created the whole world and he chased away all the Tov Avohu, but he left a little bit of Tov Avohu behind. So that Tov Avohu that he left behind, that's Amalek. Amalek represents the Tov Avohu that was there Koidim Abriya, and the Rebbe Shlom left a little Tov Avohu that it's our responsibility. We have to become Shutzim with him. And to wipe out Amalek, to wipe out the Tawah, means to complete the complete debris. A lot of people have the attitude, it's the Rabban Shalom's world, it's his Torah, it's his religion, so let him fight all the battles, let him be or hara, let him take care. So the Rabban Shalom says, no, I want you to help me, I want you to become shutman with me, to wipe out Amalek. That's what Shaul felt bad. Shaul had the Rachmanis on the Achzorim. He didn't kill Agag, Melech Amalek. So the Gemara makes the comment, because he had Rachmanis on the Achzorim, that's why he became an Achzor on the Rachmanim. That's why later on he killed the Jews. If you're off balance, you have your own judgment of determining what's Yosher and what's not Yosher, so you're going to be led to all kinds of crazy things. The worst societies in the world, where they decided to kill old people, sick people, feeble people, a child is born disformed, it's a mitzvah to kill him. Yes, that's an issue mitzicha, you get the death penalty. If you have your own hashkafas about what's moral and what's ethical and what's immoral, what's unethical, so it leads to all kinds of awful conclusions. So that's the din of Mechias Amalek. We have an obligation to do Bir Hara. We shouldn't just say the Baruch Shalom's world, so let him straighten down the mess. He gives us the Chiyah. We have to wipe out Amalek. And the Chazal have the comment on the Pasuk at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, Ki Yor Al Keis Ko, Mocham Al Hashem Ba'Amalek Midor Do. Why does it say Ko? And why does it say Kase? So why didn't it say Kise? HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears by his throne. Should say Kise. So it says, Ein Hashem Shalom, Ein HaKise Shalom, Ad Shimach HaZav HaShalom. It says Yudke, it doesn't say Yudke Vavke. Because if the Shem Hashem is incomplete, then the throne is incomplete. What do you mean the throne is incomplete? The throne means Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Shalom has full control. A king has control over his kingdom. So we believe that the Baruch Shalom has full control, but it looks as if he's impotent. He allows Sadik Viralo Rosh Vatov. He allows such evil things to happen, and as if he's unable to do anything about it. So it's as if the throne, as if the Malchus al HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incomplete. The impression that he conveys is as if it's incomplete. And the Shem Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei, so also as if the Shem Hashem is incomplete. So Rav Soloveitchik said from his father that the Shem Ko is Miktsas Min Hashem Hamforish. You have Shem Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Yud Kei is only part of it. Which part is Yud Kei Vav Kei? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that Yud Kei Vav Kei, the first two letters, is the same Kiyor Al Kei Skot. Yud Kei, the first two letters. So Moshe Soloveitchik taught that it's not that. It's the first Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei in the last day. Why? He said in Hebrew, whenever you have Osid, Hu Ya'aseh, Hu Yelech, Hu Yochal. So the Yud in the beginning of the word goes on Osid. Hu Osah, so the Hey at the end is Loshen Ovar. So in Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud in the beginning goes Hashem Yimloch. The Hey at the end, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the last Hey is Lashon Hava, Hu Haya. And the Hove in the middle is the Hey Vav is Hove. So the first Yud is Osid, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Yimloch Liyam Hava. The Hey Vav in the middle is Hove, and the Hey at the end is Hava. So we know in the past, the Rabbanu Shalom made Gilu Shechina, and he made Nisim and Eflos, and he made Brias Haolam. For sure, Hashem was the Melech. Hashem was the Melech. Lost in love is going to be Gilui Shechina and everything, Hashem will be. In the present, it looks as if he's not here. We don't see him in the present. So from Shem Ko, Ein Hashem Shalom, the missing two letters are missing. The Shem Ko Yud Kei is not the first two letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the first letter and the last letter. That Ba'olam Hazeh, we believe the Yud in the future, Hashem will be the Melech, he'll demonstrate to the Melech. And the Hey in the past, he demonstrated that he was the Melech. But in the Hove, it's missing in the middle. And that's why in Eretz Yisrael, one of my children got married in Yerushalayim. So the meaning is that you write in Niksuba, they're happily married, they have a lot of children. So when you're writing Ksuvin Yerushalayim, you write it Yerushalayim. You're missing a Yud. Why? Because the name Yerushalayim appears in Tanakh over 660 times. In the Quran it never appears, I think. But in Tanakh it appears over 660 times. And it's always spelled Chaser, except for one place in Tilim, we're talking about Lasid Lover. If the Mashiach will come, the Shem will be Shalem, and Kisei will be Shalem, and Yirmiyah HaNavi refers to Yerushalayim as Kisei Hashem. That's where the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam, and his throne is officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is the Melech of Eretz Yisrael, he's the Melech of the whole world, and the capital city is Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim is referred to in Novi Yirmiyah as Kisei Hashem. So because Ein HaKisei Shalem Ba'olam Hazeh, Yerushalayim is always spelled Chaser, because Ein HaKisei Shalem. So that's why how they write in Ksubis and in Gittin, when they get to us, they always write Yerushalayim. Chaser Yudlasi Lavoi, there's a Pasuk in Tilim. I forgot the whole Pasuk. I think it's Tilim Kuf Yutes, if I'm not mistaken. So there Yerushalayim is spelled Mala, because it goes on Lasi Lavoi. Lasi Lavoi, they write it Shalem. But Ba'olam Hazeh calls man that you have the problem, calls man that Amalek is come, what do you mean Amalek? You have Tzadik V'ra'ala Rosh V'tovlo. It appears that there's a problem of evil. It appears if the Ribbono Shalom is impotent. He's unable to, he's powerful. But the appearance is if this Ein HaKisei Shalom, as if he's not in full control. Until Yimocha Zara Shalom Malik, means until Mechias HaMalik, until we won't be a problem, Tzadik V'ra'ala Rosh V'tovlo. That'll be the Kisei will be Shalom, the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appear to be complete. And the Shem Hashem, it won't just be Bo'av or Bas, it'll be Behova. They'll see the Gilu Shechina by him. So that's what we're waiting for that day. Is there a minion who didn't have Marek?
No, we waited.
Oh, thank you.